Dr. Cliff Huttis reviewed the next paper published in JAMA by Barry et al., looking at the CALGB experience in terms of benefits of adjuvant chemotherapy based on receptor status. Dr. Huttis began by commenting on the current controversy as to whether a docetaxel-based regimen like TAC provides a preferential advantage in patients with ER-positive tumors compared to paclitaxel regimens like Dostent's ACT.
Everybody wants to get into a debate about TAC and dose-dense therapy, and I think that's a false choice on multiple levels. The first issue is that both of the regimens are clearly more active than what they've been compared against. It's kind of a discussion about whether calamari is better in Sicily or chocolate ice cream is better in Canada. The two things just have very little to do with each other from my point of view. They're both better than, as I say, than not. Having said that, a practical study is the one that Sandy Swain is chairing, and I think it's almost done, right, for the NSABP. It's practically accrued. In which patients are randomized to the TAC regimen or the dose-dense regimen, or this third arm that actually incorporates gemcitabine. And I think this is, again, a practical, pragmatic study, although I would point out to you that regardless of the results, it neither confirms nor validates nor invalidates any particular approach here, because there's no real principle at stake here. It's 6 cycles versus 4 of the drugs, it's Q2 versus Q3, it's differing taxanes and differing dose levels of the anthracycline. So, I mean, it's hopelessly confounded from a principle point of view, and I'm not criticizing it because clinically docs need to know the black and white answer to the question, which regimen should I be giving, and whichever one is triumphant, that's what they should use.